Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello and welcome to What in the World is Dyscalculia, the podcast that is all about the math-related specific learning disorder. I'm Dr. Honora Wall, and I'm the host of our podcast, which is sponsored by EduCalc Learning. And you can find more about dyscalculia at educalclearning.com and the different services that we provide for people of all ages with dyscalculia. You can also visit www.thedtri.org. That is a nonprofit dedicated to raising awareness, understanding, and changing the lived experiences of people with dyscalculia, making them better, more confident in their math abilities, and removing the barriers to math success. And in today's podcast, I want to talk about one potential barrier that is popping up in a lot of states right now due to the movement many states are going with for offering vouchers for students to attend private schools. Depending on your state, this may not apply to you. It may apply very much in the state where you live. But in general, there are some things about vouchers that I want you to know because they do relate to students with learning disabilities, especially dyscalculia. Now, there are many reasons why a family might want to use a voucher or want to send their child to a private school, whether it's a religious school or just an independent school, a small private school in their area, etc. And those are family choices, and they're valid choices. And having a voucher option can make it more affordable for families to do so. Before you jump in and leave a public school and use a voucher to go into a private school, I just want you to be aware of a key difference. And that difference is that private schools are not held to the same legality as public schools. Now, I know more than most of you are having a very hard time getting the appropriate services from your public school. So just going to a public school does not mean you're getting the right kind of instruction, which should be explicit, the right kind of assessments, which means they are directly aligned to the teaching material. They're not heavily weighed outside assessments made by a district or a company that doesn't always relate to the classroom. And you may not be getting the right accommodations, which include using notes and references during assessments as memory triggers to help guide the parietal lobe, which loses math information over time, and using things like a multiplication list or a calculator during assessments. I know that's a struggle, but going into a private school can make it more of a struggle, partly because, like I said, private schools have different regulations, different things that they have to follow, and things they don't have to follow, and they have different capacities. A lot of times, private schools tend to be smaller or have different staffing than a public school. Now, I know more than most of you are having a hard time getting staffing for your students with learning disabilities. So again, we don't have a perfect solution anywhere right now. But a private school tends to have less in the way of resources, staffing, and ability, and it might not be part of their mission. So they might just not be aware of or interested in giving the kind of accommodations that students with learning differences need. If you're thinking about going into a private school, for any reason, I just want you to have a conversation with them up front in the beginning before you sign paperwork and before you transfer your student, and especially before you get excited about using a voucher. You need to know what your options are at the school that you're thinking of. And the only way to know that is to have an honest conversation. Are they aware of dyscalculia? Have they had training in it? What accommodations do they offer? And what do they offer on paper as far as an IEP or 504 is concerned? And is that backed up in the classroom? And this is not an indictment on all private schools. I have some students at private schools that bend over backwards for their students, and the students are thriving and doing very, very well in their upper-level math and science courses because the school is open to accommodating their differences in their learning, understanding, and memory when it comes to math. I have some students in public schools that are doing a great job at accommodating, and those students are succeeding. I also know of most students who are not. They don't have the right services. They have some services, but they're not appropriate for dyscalculia, or they have limited services for a variety of reasons, and the family thought they were getting into a better situation, and it's just become worse. So, since vouchers are expanding in many states, and since a movement into private schools is expanding in many states, I want you to know what kind of questions to ask before you decide on what is the best education option for your student. If you're talking to a school and they haven't heard of dyscalculia, or they're interested in it and they want to help your child succeed, you can send them to the DTRI.org website. You can send them to the LDA, Learning Disabilities Association of America website, or the one for your specific state. You can send them to understood.org. You can check with a local psychologist and see if they have some recommendations. And just try to get those specifics worked out. We want explicit instruction. We want worked examples and notes during assessments. We want to be able to use those external support tools. Depending on grade level, that could be a 1 to 100 chart, multiplication list, or a calculator, and know that students are going to need some extra support understanding how to use those tools. It's not intuitive, which really is what dyscalculia is all about. Learning math is not intuitive in the same way that it is for neurotypical students. So these are some of the conversations I want you to have. And there are resources. There's a growing body of research. No, it's not as much as dyslexia, but we're out here. We're talking about it. And your school can find the right resources. They can email me directly, and I'm happy to just have a conversation and send them some research articles. And there are a few other experts in the U.S. who will happily do the same thing. We want students to have the right support. We don't care where you get it from or how you implement it, as long as you're doing it according to the research and best practices around dyscalculia. So everything I've been mentioning in this and other podcasts comes from published research, both qualitative and quantitative, in the fields of education, psychology, and neurology. So that's another thing that a school or an interested teacher can do. You don't have to take my word for anything. Go to Google Scholar, look up these research articles yourself. We'll be adding more links to research articles on the DTRI.org website in the coming year so that it's easier to find some of the published research and it's more accessible, but it's still easy to find it. I found plenty for my dissertation when I was doing my literature review. It was a very hefty literature review, so I know the research is out there, and I know you can find it on Google Scholar. You could probably also find it if you email some researchers directly. Most researchers are happy to have you read their research and discuss their findings. So a lot of times they'll email you their articles directly or have a discussion with you about their study and what they found. So you have lots of different avenues to find different information, lots of resources to share with your teacher, your school, your district, getting the awareness out there. And keep in mind, when you move to any new school, maybe you want to use a voucher, maybe you're looking at a private school in your area, maybe you're moving to a new town or a new state, or you're transitioning from elementary to middle or middle to high school, all of those situations can put you in contact with someone who's never heard of dyscalculia, or they just don't know enough about it. They've heard the word, but they don't really know what it means or what to do. All right, let's get the awareness out there. Share some of the things I've talked about in this podcast. Use those links that I've shared with you, those different websites, and let's get that conversation going. Just make sure you know what kind of accommodations your student needs and make sure that a school is willing to give them to your child and that the teacher understands and is going to back that up. When we have the right accommodations in place, students with dyscalculia do a fantastic job of succeeding at grade level math. I've seen this literally with hundreds of students over many years of working directly with people who have dyscalculia of all ages. So having this particular type of neurodivergence does not have to hold a person back from succeeding in math. I know for most of you it has, and that is very unfortunate and something I hope to help you change. But that was more about the system you were in, not about your abilities or your capabilities. Okay, so be very careful when you're changing schools. Be ready to have those awareness discussions. If you are in a state that is really pushing for more vouchers, be aware that private schools are not typically set up to accommodate and offer services in the same way as a public school is. They might be. So ask. Make sure you're getting those questions in and getting some answers in writing before you make any choices. I'm Dr. Honora Wall. I appreciate you listening to the What in the World is Dyscalculia podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me. Honora, H-O-N-O-R-A, at educalclearning.com, or reach me at the nonprofit at thedtri.org. And thanks for listening. We will have another podcast episode soon. Have a great day.